working in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east.
Welcome to episode 85 of the Noah and Eric Show, the final episode of the Spooktacular.
Oh, I'm kind of sad it's the final episode.
I know, we could just keep pretending it's October every month.
We could. Well, I mean, it's going to be if Trump wins, you know? We're going to continue living.
That's true. You know what's great? Our next, the next episode... This is our last episode before the election, I think.
No way.
No, it is not. There's one more.
Okay.
Yeah, well, because I...
Man, we're going to have to do something special for that one.
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't planned out our next episode. Yeah, we should probably factor that in, huh? Well, it's the one before... But I guess we normally would record the one after as well. Okay. That's going to be interesting. We'll see how that goes.
It's going to be something. Oh, is our country going to be a thing in a month? Who knows? Find out on the Noah and Eric Show.
Teaser. That's a tease.
Yeah. We're teasing the whole country.
Yeah. All right. We're doing something a little different, like we've said. This is what we are calling... we have the six packs, right? This is something we are calling the Noah and Eric Show Starter Packs.
Have we learned and have we evolved and have we stolen directly from Twitter? Yes.
Have we?
It's kind of a meme, you know?
I guess so. But yeah, so okay, so what we're going to do, like the six packs, there's six slots. This, of course, because it's spectacular, this is going to be a horror movie starter pack. So the idea is of the starter packs is going to be we have a topic, we both bring nominations that we feel are worthy of being in the conversation for being in the official Noah and Eric Show sanctioned and approved starter pack for that given topic.
Yes.
So this being horror movies, we both put together nominations of horror movies that we feel could fit that bill. And the way we're going to do it is that we'll have a preliminary round where we'll go back and forth each nominating a movie, and then we'll kind of in tandem decide if it should move on to the final round, and then from that final list we'll have to somehow narrow it down to six that we feel
it's
going to be real tough.
It's going to be tough. And think of the starter pack as like... You might be a diehard listener of this wonderful show, but you might be thinking to yourself, Noah, Eric, I don't know a ton about horror movies. Well, these are the movies you're going to be wanting to watch in order to immerse yourself.
Yeah, these are the ones we're going to turn your attention to. So I guess we should dig deeper into how this specific... What are our thought processes for this specific starter pack, being the horror movies? We talked about it briefly, but, you know, within that six, we do want a little variety, you know?
I think variety is very important. Horror is a broad genre, and it can bring a lot to the table. And we want the starter pack to represent the breadth of this genre.
Right. How do you feel about... like scariness?
That's an interesting...
I thought about this a little bit. I'm kind of torn, and this is something we can maybe decide when we look at, you know, which our final lists, you know, the final list before we make cuts. I don't think we should pull punches, but I don't think we should turn people towards like the deep end, you know.
What do you mean by pulling punches?
I don't think we should intentionally pick less scary movies because it's a starter pack.
Oh yeah, I thought where you're going was, should we discount movies that are good or maybe important that aren't scary?
Oh no. No, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think, like, we can give a warning on what movie is, like, very scary, you know, if it deserves to be on the starter pack.
Right.
But
because, yeah, in my head, like, this is a horror starter pack. You wouldn't even look at the starter pack unless you were thinking about watching horror movies.
Yeah, and if you're thinking about watching horror movies, part of it is getting scared a little bit.
Right. So, with that, do you want to just start? Oh, we're going to start with doing the opposite, actually. Are there any movies that you think are like the opposite of starter pack material for horror movies?
Yes. So, yeah, yes. We talked about it last episode, The Audition.
Yeah.
That was I'd wait a little bit. Get immersed in a horror first. But this movie's gnarly. Don't jump into the deep end. Don't do it.
Yeah, that was one of the ones I was going to bring up.
Maybe don't ever watch it.
Yeah, that's fair too.
A couple others though. Black Christmas is a it's a classic. I did not find it particularly entertaining. It kind of like or scary. It was kind of meh. You know, it was very like old Hollywood, but not that old. Like, I think it came out in like the, I don't know when it came out, but not very entertaining. I don't recommend it. And Night of the Living Dead. Did you end up watching that movie?
Yes, that was actually one I was going to bring up as well.
Yeah, not good. It kind of invented, it was like the first zombie movie,
mm-hmm.
Is from my understanding. I did not think it was good in any way.
I didn't love it, and yeah, I'm not a big zombie guy.
Yeah,
so that could be part of it. I just think there are better options. Another one I was going to bring up is Eyes Without a Face, is a movie that was in the top 25. It was one of those that I watched. It's a French movie. It's on HBO currently. It is gruesome, especially for a movie that came out in 1962. It did not have the same maybe because it was in France, I don't know. It didn't do the same thing Psycho did, that's for sure. It is brutal.
The French care less, I feel like. they like to show everything.
But yeah, I mean, it's a fine movie. It's just it's deep end material for sure. Do you have any others?
Those were all of no, I don't. Those were all of my
Okay, so we're gonna go back and forth with our official nominations. It should go without like a blanket statement. Like all of these, in some way, could fit the bill. We're gonna narrow it down though. That's a cop out. But I'm just saying, like, you know, just throwing that out there, that these are all worthy of consideration.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, do you want to go first? Do you want to nominate first?
Yeah, I can. I'm going to nominate the movie Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay, that was also on my nomination list. You want to talk a little bit about it? We should try not to spoil movies, but we should, you know, try and hook people.
Yeah. This is one of the classic slasher movies, and they do a lot of things well. It like really, I felt really connected, but I was like kind of rooting for the characters right from the get-go, and it just really felt like a vibe of like hippie culture, and like I felt like it was going for like hippie culture versus more like a root culture, you know, back to like the country culture, except for not, maybe this is being a very, very liberal person reading into this, but the hippie culture gets killed a lot in this movie. maybe the director wasn't going for that at all, but entertaining movie. And I think it deserves to at least get nominated.
I agree. I think this is an easy one to move on to at least the next round. Yeah, it's just a fun movie. It's just a solid horror movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it is like kind of one of the OGs in like the slasher, especially of this kind, right? Like, I guess like Psycho is often cited as like the first, one of the first mm-hmm. slashers.
Felt more iconic to the slasher.
Yeah, it's more representative of what that of what
genre you became. Think
of slasher. Let's see, where do we want to go? Where do I? What do I? I'm trying to see where I want this nomination. We've talked. I think, well, let's just knock out one of the easy ones. I'll nominate The Exorcist.
Yep, absolutely.
I feel like that's an easy one to move over to the next round. We talked about it a little bit last week. It's a classic of the genre.
Yeah, full stop. I think we should save our conversation for that for later.
Yeah. All right, what's your next one?
My next one is Silence of the Lambs. We also talked about this. This made my top six scenes. This is one of the best movies, just full stop, ever, you know? Like, yeah. Let alone horror. But I also, like, I'd never thought of it as a horror movie.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I mean, I think we should definitely move it on to the next round, but I wonder if that is something that that's something we can talk about, when, especially measuring it up to some of the other ones.
Mm-hmm. But the performances in it are just fucking fantastic. Jodie Foster, Sir... Oh, shit, what's his name? Sir...
Anthony Hopkins?
Anthony Hopkins. Just an awesome movie.
Okay. The Babadook.
Yes. I'm gonna fight for this movie hard. This might be my favorite horror movie I've ever seen.
It's really good. It's really, really that good.
I fucking love this. This is like, this would make a top 10 movie list for me. Like, I love this movie with everything. It brought the scares. It brought great characters. It brought like just a really, like, I love the meaning and the message in it.
It has like a great message for, especially for a horror movie.
Yeah, I think we should save the conversation for this later too.
Okay,
but this is I love that movie with everything.
All right, is your nomination?
I'm gonna nominate Get Out.
That was also on my list. Yeah.
Yeah. Get Out was fantastic.
I'm just looking at the ones I still have. Okay, this one's a little off the wall. I'll go a little off the wall for this one to break it up a little bit. I'm going to nominate Train to Busan.
Oh, okay. So, that raises a question for me.
Okay.
We should nominate one zombie movie out of the zombie movie list, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's Train to Busan.
Yeah.
Night of the Living Dead, which we established sucked. Zombieland, which is a fantastic goddamn movie, and World War Z, which has Brad Pitt.
That's tough. Zombieland also is like a comedy horror, which isn't bad, but it's just also part of it.
Yeah.
It also like brings that.
It would be the only... I'm assuming it would be the only comedy horror we'd nominate if we were to go Zombieland.
Yeah.
It's tough though, because Train to Busan was one of the most badass movies I've seen. Like that's like, it was so well done. It was like, it kept like, the plot of the movie is a zombie outbreak, but you're on a train, and it kept evolving and growing in ways you don't really expect. Mm-hmm. Like, there are only so many ways you'd think that a train could become, but it just keeps growing, and it's it is a truly great movie.
No, yeah, it really is. You want to move both Train to Busan, Zombieland, and World War Z, but they're kind of in their own bracket for now.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay, is your nomination, sir?
I'm gonna nominate, The Shining.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the That's an automatic nomination, right?
Yeah. That was on my list.
You got Jack Nicholson, Stanley Kubrick.
Another quick nomination, I think, Rosemary's Baby.
I got that written down, yeah, for sure. We're just nominating them. Yeah. Have we said no yet?
No, we haven't. I have a couple that we might say no to.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm kind of not doing the, like, guaranteed right now. Okay, so I feel like King Kong and Godzilla, we have to lump together a little bit. You know, we can't nominate both.
Yeah.
King Kong, incredibly racist.
I loved Godzilla.
You did?
I did. I liked it a lot better than King Kong.
I couldn't really get into either, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
King Kong is not even on my nomination list. Godzilla is. But do we even move it over?
Godzilla?
Yeah.
I can't see Godzilla making my top six.
I'm not willing to fight for it that hard, although I will say I did enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I'm okay losing it.
Yeah. It should be recognized. Those two movies were like the two like most iconic. That and Frankenstein were like the great
like monster movies,
you know?
Okay. Was that yours? You said King Kong, or you mentioned King Kong?
Yeah, I think it was mine. Yeah.
Okay. So I have on my list. I'm only expecting like one of them to move over, but I have Alien and Aliens. I think Alien should be the one.
Yeah, I haven't seen Aliens, so I'm gonna go Alien, which
it's also the classic too. Like,
yeah, and my understanding is Alien is more of the horror movie. Aliens is more of an action movie.
Yeah, that is true. So we'll move over Alien and we'll lose Aliens. Your nomination.
Psycho.
Yeah, that should be in there.
Oh God, weird.
Yeah, this is brutal.
We're not very good. I'm just copying and pasting a list over again.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Here's one. I kind of want to fight for it, but it's like hard to justify, especially with some of the ones we got.
I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna say Mandy.
Oh no, I should have.
I got Mandy written down, so.
Yeah, well, okay, Mandy's there now. All right, Mandy's on the list. Actually, I'll just slot Mandy into six.
It's already locked in. We don't need to have a secondary conversation. Move it straight to the starter pack.
No, I was going to say Let the Right One In. I really liked it a lot, and I think it's accessible, but it's hard. It's hard because you haven't seen it. I don't know how we do that.
That's one of the that's tough. I'm gonna let if you want to move it on, if you think it deserves that,
okay,
move it on. Getting moved on is an honor alone.
Yeah,
because of how strict we are at cutting these movies.
We've cut like two. Okay.
Now I wrote down a movie.
Okay.
That I'm gonna argue we should cut.
Okay.
A movie we both love, Hereditary. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't. I didn't even put it on my list.
Really? You didn't even put it on your list?
I don't think it's a starter.
Oh, that's a good point. I guess it's not a starter movie.
That was the only. I thought of it. That was the only reason why. And now, my list was bloated as was. So that was why. I agree, though. Why were you thinking it shouldn't move on?
I guess I didn't have the reason in my head. You're right. It's that it's not a starter movie. But I like more like I didn't put together. That's the reason. I think it's like a lot of the movies we already have down kind of cover that. I think like Rosemary Baby has the same theme idea. The Babadook kind of reminded me of Hereditary in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But like the Rosemary's Baby is an iconic movie that came years and years before. You know, Hereditary, great movie, but. Not on a starter list, you know?
Yeah.
It's a finisher movie.
For sure. That's like the advanced pack. Okay. How about It?
It. I've only seen It 2.
Really?
I know, right?
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. I don't think it should be on, though.
Okay.
Granted, I haven't seen it, but from what I've heard, like, it's a good movie. It's solid. And It 2 is also a solid movie. I enjoyed it. I thought it got too much hate when it came out. It was not well received.
I'm okay moving on from It. I will say it is it's funnier than you'd think. It's kind of because the first one is with the kids, and it kind of has like almost like a Sandlot vibe, except yeah, it's just a murderous clown.
I want to see it. Yeah, it sounds like kind of campy, you know?
Yeah, it is. It very much is. But yeah, we'll leave it. We'll lose it here. What is your next nomination?
I feel like Jaws has to go on there.
Yeah, that's on my list still.
How many do you got left right now?
Three.
I also have three.
Okay, perfect.
And I think two of ours is going to be the same. That's my guess.
Okay. Yeah, I could. Yeah. I'll do the one I don't think is the same. A Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place. I do not have that on my list. Again, I love The Quiet Place. Big fan. Emily Blunt, John Krasinski, Jim from The Office, you know?
Jim Halpert.
Fantastic movie, very entertaining. I wish I saw it in theaters and not on my laptop, but it is what it is. It's not going on. It's not making the cut, though. It can't.
There's too many good ones. In my head, this is like a great place to start, just because it's like it's just very, I don't know, it feels very accessible. Like, it's not, there's something about it where it's just like, but I agree, compared to what I'm looking at the list we have.
It doesn't live up to any of the movies, but it is very accessible. Yeah. That is true.
So, I'm okay letting it go.
I am too.
I think we have enough options.
Yeah. Already. There is a world where it makes the list and it makes top six, though.
Do we want to move it on? We can.
No, I don't think we should. Okay. We gotta cut something.
Okay. Because, yeah. All right.
That's a fun fucking movie, though.
It's really fun, yeah.
And they're making a second.
Yeah, which I don't. I mean, I kind of remember how it ends, but I don't know how that's going to get work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
What is your next nomination?
All right, this is the one I also don't think you have. Shutter Island.
I don't have it.
Yeah, it's a great fucking movie, right?
It is. Is it a starter horror movie?
I think it like lands with the Silence of the Lambs. I think Shutter Island is like on the same level of a movie as any of the movies we have written down.
Mm-hmm.
But how much of a horror movie is it?
Yeah, that is my question with it. Because like, okay, so like if it came down to like Silence of the Lambs or Shutter Island, which one would go on the list?
I think it's got to be Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah,
yeah.
I really love that movie, and it is scarier than you think. But I still don't think it's perfectly described as a horror movie.
Yeah, because it's almost more of a detective movie.
Yeah,
it's so good. It's one of the few movies where I'm just constantly like thinking, or like I was like caught off guard a little bit, or I was like, is he crazy? Is he not? I can't tell, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just so well done. Excellent. One of the underrated Leo performances.
I agree.
And Mark Ruffalo.
Ruffalo. God, what a legend. Okay, my next nomination. This one I'm guessing you have. The Witch?
I do have The Witch.
Yeah.
I'm going to argue.
Okay.
I loved The Witch. One of my favorite movies I've seen in a while. I don't think it should get on the list.
Okay. Why?
I don't think it was a horror movie. In a lot of ways.
It's not a traditional horror movie, you're right. Yeah, that's true. I guess, like, in my head, it was almost like maybe a little more accessible, just because it wasn't like the jump scary, you know, wasn't like a jump, didn't rely on jump scares. But with that same, we just talked about how we didn't want to, like, you know, water down the list.
Yeah. Because... I loved it. I don't think it was that accessible, though, just because of the old English.
Yeah.
I fucking love that movie, though. Like, okay, so The Witch.
That's true. I didn't think about the language.
That is probably, like, a top three movie. If that made the list, it'd be a top three movie that I have written down on here.
But as a starter pack.
As a starter pack. I can't imagine it ever makes the top six.
Okay. We'll lose The Witch. What is the last one? I'm not sure if we have the same last one. Is it your last one?
Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. Halloween.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. We do have the same last one.
Yeah.
Is it? Are we moving it over?
Do you think this should make it? It's one of the most iconic ones.
It's like a lame reason, but it kind of should, just because of the name. Like it's just, but it is just like a quintessential Halloween movie.
Yeah, it's kind of got to make the list, right?
Yeah, it's on the list. Okay, so let's recalibrate. I'm gonna reread the list. So this is we have to pick six of these. You ready? Hold on, how many are there? We have we have 16.
We are so bad at this.
But a few of them are linked together because they're the zombie ones. So really it's like what? 14. So we have The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Exorcist, Silence of the Lambs, The Babadook, Get Out, Train to Busan, Zombieland, World War Z, The Shining, Rosemary's Baby, Alien, Psycho, Mandy, Let the Right One In, Jaws, and Halloween. How do you want... So do we want to pick the zombie movie first? Is there... Or should we do, like... We each pick one that it would just be like we feel is an absolute travesty if it didn't make the final six, and like just move it over, like pencil it in for the moment and see how we feel, or how do you want to play it? Where do you want to go?
That's a good question. I mean, what would be the best show making, you know? Would it be penciling in two right off the bat and then narrowing down?
Yeah, and we can always change our mind. It's not final until we bang a gavel or something at the end.
I say we knock down two, like we both choose one, throw it in, and then we narrow down from there.
Okay. I'll let you go first. So what is one that you think needs to be in a starter pack, you know, of these? And maybe it's just the question is, of these, you have to recommend one to someone who wants to get into horror movies. Which one do you pick?
It's tough. I know what my heart wants.
That's the thing I'm struggling with.
But I can't go that route. It's got to be The Exorcist. I got to put that into the starter pack. That is probably the iconic horror movie. It's such an important movie to the horror genre. And it is so well done, and so like the story is so excellent. The idea of like how they invert the safety of being in a bed, priests coming in, the devil. Ending, I don't know if we want to talk about the ending on this podcast. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great
ending. A lot of the movie, I was like, how are they going to end this?
Yeah.
And I chose the easiest answer, so you're locked in.
I know. I just realized I shouldn't have let you go first. I realized that as soon as I... No, I think mine... pick to that question would be at this point would be Psycho.
Psycho?
Yeah,
totally. Yeah, it invented the slasher genre.
Yeah, and it's a really good movie, and it still is a very good movie. So
excellent. Yeah. I just want to belated mention of honorable mentions of the top movie scenes is the last scene of Psycho. Yeah. That scene is just like it fucking hits, and it hits hard. It slaps, man. Such a good ending to a movie. That movie was so fucking good. And it was like something I love about horror movies is that it ramps up so much. Mm-hmm. And that was a classic example of just so well done of ramping up.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think Psycho has to be in this list. Okay. So where do we go from here? So we have The Exorcist and we have Psycho.
What is something you think we should get rid of?
I'm okay getting rid of Let the Right One In here. I do think it was good enough to like move on from the last round. I really do. Yeah. I really recommend it. But just looking at what we have left, and like I'm just doing some quick head math. There's no way. So, Let the Right One In is a great movie. It's on Hulu. I think it's a really endearing movie for a horror movie, which is weird. Okay, so that one's gone.
I gotta check that out. I'll check it out.
What about for you? Is there any? I'll get a little spot. Do you have one off the top of your head?
I think do we want to have the zombie conversation right now?
We could.
Or do we want to push that off?
I was gonna push it off one more time. I was gonna say I think are Rosemary's Baby and Get Out too similar of vibes? I know one's like religious, but I know they were compared to each other when they came out. That's the only reason I say that.
I didn't even think about them being similar. I'm down to narrow them down between the two, though.
What would your answer be between the two?
I think it's kind of obvious. You gotta get rid of Rosemary's Baby.
I agree.
Yeah. I really liked it, but two things. A very problematic director. And Rosemary's Baby. Like,
I was about to say, I was hoping that was where you're going with it.
Yeah. Problematic is putting it nicely. The dude is a straight up monster.
Yeah.
And I think Get Out is only going to age better.
I agree.
In terms of like, it's going to be one of the most iconic movies of the decade, and the iconic horror movie of the decade.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, it Get Out is it's going to have like a long standing significance, and it's pretty accessible. I think
it's incredibly accessible.
It's just is really interesting. Like, I think even people. Because it's a big word of mouth thing. Like even people who didn't normally watch horror movies liked it. I think I agree. Are we going to pencil in Get Out? Or are we just going
to? I was about to say. I think we got to put it in right now.
I agree. I kind of talked myself into it as I was. Yeah. I almost said that over Psycho, but I was like, no, wait, Psycho has to go in.
Yeah, I wanted to throw Get Out in there. Yeah, but I couldn't like start off with it. You know, it's almost too new to throw it out to be a lock that soon.
Yeah, that's kind of what I felt like. So
yeah, okay. Part of me was like, are we being like biased because we like it's such a new movie? Mm-hmm. But I don't think we are. I think it's that good.
I agree. Okay, so we kind of have three spots penciled in. So there's only three spots left. So to regroup, we have three penciled in. We have The Exorcist, Psycho, and Get Out, and then three spots. And then of the movies we're still narrowing down between, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Babadook, Silence of the Lambs, Train to Busan, Zombieland, World War Z, The Shining, I'm still going, Alien, Mandy, Jaws, and Halloween. Let's have the zombie talk.
I think
it's time to have the zombie talk. Of these three, I'm going to ask a question. Do any of them need to be in the starter pack? Maybe we do need to have a zombie movie just because we kind of said we wanted variety.
It feels wrong to not have a zombie movie.
Okay.
If I were to choose a zombie movie on here, it would probably be Zombieland.
Okay.
It's the most accessible. It's got the biggest stars. It is unique in terms of it would be unique in our greater list of being both a zombie movie and a comedy.
Mm-hmm. It checks two boxes.
It has Emma Stone. But also Brad Pitt and Train to Busan are both very good movies. What is your thought process on this?
To me, I would, right off the bat, I think this is between Train to Busan and Zombieland, to be honest.
How dare you disparage Brad Pitt like that?
I like Brad Pitt.
World War Z, though, I do want to say is a fucking awesome movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's just wildly entertaining. It's not a great movie by any means, but it's wildly entertaining.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I think it depends. Yeah, and it just depends on what flavor of zombie movie we want. Yeah, I'm down with Zombieland. I think it does offer that variety. That we were talking about. Having said that, you know, I do very much like Train to Busan and would recommend it. But so we do think Zombieland's gonna get penciled in right now.
I think a light pencil. I'm like very perfectly fine with taking it out later.
Okay, but I think we're eliminating World War Z and Train to Busan at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so four penciled in. Well, three penciled in and one lightly penciled in. The Exorcist, Psycho, Get Out, Zombieland. And then we have the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Babadook, Silence of the Lambs, The Shining, Alien, Mandy, Jaws, and Halloween. Let's do the opposite of the last time. Which of these, if you had to pick any, is the least deserving to be in a starter pack? Of the ones we haven't.
I mean, I feel like the obvious answer is Mandy.
Yeah.
So I think we can just do that. Great fucking movie. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how to talk about that movie because it was just so fucking much. Maybe you can.
No, we kind of talked about it. Yeah, I mean, it's just Nick Cage going fucking insane. And it's awesome. Oh, I should have...
It's incredible. Maybe the best movie of the whole episode, but... maybe not the best. Maybe the most entertaining movie of the episode.
Oh, yeah. No, you're riveted.
Yeah, you are. You are locked the fuck in. But that was too obvious. I'll give you another one outside of which one deserves to get eliminated the most. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay.
I see the importance of it. And parts of it were very entertaining. But I felt like the entire movie, I'm not exaggerating. It felt like 50% of the movie was, somebody screaming the entire time.
Yeah. Yeah, getting chased by a man with a chainsaw. So yes, yeah, that's accurate.
It gets old a little quick. And I think it could turn off some people.
Yeah, I'm okay with I'm going to move it to this side for now. I'm not going to outright delete it because at the end we'll look back. But yeah, I'm okay with moving that one aside for now.
Yeah.
If I had to move one of these aside, think it would be Silence of the Lambs.
True horror movie?
Yeah, that's really it.
I agree. Yeah, it really is.
That's the only reason. It's yeah. Because I'm looking at if it's Babadook. Because if we move Silence of the Lambs aside, we have Babadook, Shining, Alien, Jaws, Halloween. I feel better about those than Silence of the Lambs.
I do too. And Silence of the Lambs. Maybe the best movie out of all of these.
It's incredible. It won almost every Oscar that one year, the year it came out.
It swept. But yeah, it's not like a quintessential horror movie. It is a quintessential movie, you know. But I agree. I'm comfortable taking it off the list.
How do you want to play it from here? Do you want to eliminate one more? I mean, we kind of can.
I think it's kind of obvious, although you might be mad about this. I think Alien has to go.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I'm upset, but I did feel like it was getting its time was getting numbered.
It maybe outlived a couple rounds.
I don't think it outlived a couple rounds. It was good. It's a really good movie. But yeah, I don't think it's a starter pack.
It's a solid movie. I didn't think I felt like it didn't age terribly well watching it for the first time a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think parts of it did, the practical effects look fantastic.
Yeah.
But I don't think I was scared once, except for the gruesome scene of it coming out of the stomach.
Yeah. Yeah, we can lose it. Okay. So we have four movies left. We have The Babadook, The Shining, Jaws, and Halloween, and there's two untouched spots.
I say.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to get rid of one and then nominate one and then have the final two, or do we want to nominate one and have a final three and nominate from the three?
I'm confused. For me to get rid of one or nominate one here?
Yeah. Do we want a final two or a final three is what I'm asking.
We should want a final three, so we should get rid of one.
And then so if we get rid of one right now, we'll have a final three, and we'll only get rid of one of the final three. Or do we want to pick one out of the final three?
Oh, I see what you're saying. So here's where I'm thinking. I think we both really want one of these to be on the starter pack. And I think we should just put that one, the same one. And I think we should just put it in the starter pack. Pencil it.
Are you talking about the Babadook?
I am talking about the Babadook.
It's gotta go in. The Babadook is the best movie on this list.
Yeah. We're penciling it in. So that gives us.
I don't think this is just our bias. I think it is... Although the scariest movie probably by far on this list. Maybe The Exorcist has an argument.
It's a different type of scary, though. Yeah. It's not... It's very psychological horror.
Mm-hmm. I'm very glad I did not watch this movie high. I don't think I would have handled that very well.
Okay, so that would leave... So the five we have penciled in right now are The Exorcist, Psycho, Get Out, Zombieland, The Babadook. That leaves one spot for the three that we have left, The Shining, Jaws, and Halloween. So, okay, let's take stock of what we got. So we have The Exorcist, which is, your religious horror, possession horror.
Yeah, priests, you got exorcism, you have, the devil, you have taken over bodies,
We have Psycho, which is slasher, but also your old school horror.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is good to have, one of those older ones on the list. Get Out, which is the new one,
kind of modern,
Mm-hmm. We have Zombieland, which is a very fun comedy horror zombie, checks the zombie box. Babadook, very unique movie.
One of the best, underlining themes and messages, and just incredibly well done and a powerful film.
one of the few horror movies that was written and directed by a woman as well.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Yeah. We call this the anti-Roman Polanski pick. Jesus Christ. He's still...
What a fucking monster.
He's still on, like, the Interpol red list. Like, he can't leave the... he can't leave France without getting arrested by every country.
How bad you are.
I am curious how they... You know Ben Affleck's doing that Chinatown movie?
Yeah.
How are they going to handle the that's like the time period where he did his crimes.
Yeah, that is. Oh shit. And who's playing Roman Polanski?
I don't even know if they've cast that movie yet. I'm going to pull it up. I think they just announced that it's happening.
God. Like, how do you even cast that?
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. It's called The Big Goodbye. It's the behind the scenes story of the making of Chinatown, which
have you seen Chinatown?
I have not. It's been on my list for like ever. I just never.
It's really fucking good. I don't like. Yeah, it's really good.
It's based on a book. There's a book about the making of Chinatown called The Big Goodbye. I don't know if it is. I don't think it's been cast. I don't see anything about it, but yeah, we'll see. We will see.
That'll be interesting. I'm sure they will handle it terribly.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. It's one spot. So that was the Babadook, and then we have one last spot. We have on our list, we have The Shining, Jaws, and Halloween. What is missing from the list, and what do any of those fit the bill?
Okay, so
I think they all have a legitimate claim, by the way.
I do too. I think the most iconic movie is Halloween.
Yeah,
Jaws is
pretty, and The Shining.
God damn it! I think the most iconic horror, like the most horrorish iconic movie, is Halloween. Probably the most iconic movie and the Jaws, but also The Shining is so fucking important. I think you could. I don't know how horror Jaws is. If we got rid of Silence of the Lambs for not being horror enough, I think we can get rid of Jaws.
Yeah, I feel comfortable with that. Yeah, again, it's kind of in that kind of gray area where, I mean, I think it's more of a horror movie than the internet seems to. I mean, it's about a monster that kills people and is bloody. Like, I don't, you know? But I understand that it's not, you know, it's very Spielberg thriller.
Yeah. So. When I watched it, I never thought, like, I didn't even consider it to be a horror movie.
I see that. Yeah, I'm okay moving aside for now. That would leave us with The Shining and Halloween. So, I think... So what were you going to say?
Okay, I think we should consider getting rid of Zombieland and adding both Halloween and The Shining. Or we just add The Shining.
I think Halloween has to be on the list. And I think it needs to be on the list more than Zombieland.
Do you think it needs to be on the list more than The Shining?
But Zombieland?
No, Halloween.
I think Halloween needs to be on the list more, but I think The Shining might need to be on the list more than Zombieland.
I agree. I'm sorry, Emma Stone. I really am. But, yeah, The Shining, like, you can't get rid of Kubrick and Jack Nicholson, you know? Like, that, like, has some, like, the twins, the here's Jackie, like, what's that line?
Here
comes Jackie, or whatever.
Here's Johnny. You
know? Here's Johnny, not Jackie. So many iconic moments. And Halloween, like, I think Michael Myers is the most iconic horror movie villain, right? He's got to be.
Yeah, just like pure horror monster. Yeah, I think so. Okay, so this is our penciled in list. We have not gaveled. We have not gaveled, everybody. Our penciled list would be The Exorcist, Psycho, Get Out, The Shining, The Babadook, and Halloween. I like that. The only thing else, do we need the other, you know, subgenres? Do we need more subgenres represented? Or are these movies good enough to justify not doing it? I think that's the question we have to ask.
Because we're missing both zombies and monsters on this list. We have multiple slashers in Halloween and Psycho. We have multiple psychological thrillers in The Shining and Babadook. And is Get Out a psychological thriller?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, and then we have a Exorcist, which is like devil and like religion and what's the term I'm looking for when you get overcome with a demon?
Like possessed?
Possession zombie. Yeah, possession horror movies. It's not, you're right, it's not a wide-ranging like grasp of what horror is.
Yeah.
But I if you had to cut one of these, it would be The Babadook, and I refuse to get rid of The Babadook. Duke.
Yeah.
Stop. It's terrifying. I refuse to get rid of it, and I feel like that's the one you have to get rid of.
Yeah, I don't want to get rid of The Babadook either. I also just think it's like, you know, because part of this is like showing off what the genre can do, you know, and I think as like The Babadook represents like the best of the genre. I think
it does too, absolutely,
because it's just like, it's just not, it's just at every turn it's just not what you expect, and like the underlying, like you said, the underlying message when everything comes clear at like the end, it's just like, it's a really great ending. So
it's really meaningful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be my favorite movie out of this list.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's,
I say that, but also like Get Out's incredible, Psycho's incredible, The Exorcist is incredible, Shining, Halloween's fun.
But so do we feel okay? Do we feel okay with what we got then?
I think I feel as okay as I can feel, you know? Like, uh-huh. I'm not going to feel good. I would feel worse getting rid of one of these as I would adding Zombieland or Train Busan or Godzilla, you know?
Right, yeah. Like, and not having the monster. I mean, we don't have a vampire movie. We even really nominate one.
I didn't even think of vampires. Oh, what we do in the shadows.
I mean, yes, that's the greatest movie ever made. Nosferatu is really good. The like the silent, I watched the silent movie because it was in the top 25. And
I don't recognize silent movies as movies. That's my problem.
It's the best silent movie I've seen, I've probably ever seen. It was really good.
How many silent movies have you seen, Eric?
Like four.
Shocked. I thought you were gonna say one.
No, because I watched that the Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, and I've seen Metropolis, and I feel like I've seen something else. Yeah, Nosferatu is pretty good, but yeah, again, I'm looking at this list and I just can't justify moving any of these out. I think they all represent, even though they're not like specifically zombie or vampire or whatever, I think they all represent like, it's like showing off the genre to someone who hasn't dove into it.
I agree. It's showing off it all. Like, it's showing off. It's showing the history. it really does it all. Like, Halloween has the campy, iconic, like, on Halloween night, you know, you're watching Halloween. The Shining's got the twins. It's got, like, really just, like, have you ever seen the documentary on The Shining?
I have not.
Oh, my God. You would fucking love it, dude. You need to watch that.
Okay.
It's called, like, Room 31 or 50 or whatever the room number is.
237?
Room 237, yeah. It's called that.
I don't
know
how I know that, but...
I'm very impressed. Holy shit. Especially if you're not even watching the documentary. God damn, dude.
No, because it's that hotel room is, like, you can rent that at the hotel.
Oh, I've been to that hotel. It's in Oregon. It's near Mount Hood.
Yeah, the Timberland, where they filmed it.
Yeah, well, yeah, where they filmed it, but the real one's in, like, Colorado, right?
Yeah, I've been to the one in Colorado, but they filmed it at the Timberland in Oregon. Okay, so this is our list. We're done. I'm deleting the other movies. We're not going to worry about it anymore. We came on here saying we were going to show variety, and we really didn't do that. But we put the movies. It's our starter pack. This is the official. No,
goddamn right. We make the rules, not you.
Starter pack. We're excited to do more starter packs. I think we could do a lot of fun things. Break it up. Do something a little different. This was a fun exercise. I think
It was stressful.
It was stressful.
I enjoyed it.
Okay, we're banging the gavel. Do you want to bang? Thank you.
I assume gavels are banging in threes.
Yes. Okay. It's the official horror Noah and Eric show starter pack horror movies. Just in time for Halloween. This is going to come out like 5 days before, so you have a chance to, if you want to on Halloween, watch one of these, you can. And these are the ones we'd recommend you start with. The Exorcist.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Psycho.
It's not as if she were a maniac, a raving thing. She just goes a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad sometimes. Haven't you?
Get Out.
All I know is sometimes, but if there's too many white people, I get nervous, you know?
You something. That's not my experience. Not at all. The Armitages are so good to us. They treat us like family.
The Shining.
Do you know how I knew your name was Doc? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? I can remember when I was a little boy, my grandmother and I could hold conversations entirely without ever opening our mouths. She called it shining. And for a long time, I thought it was just the two of us that had the shine to us. Just like you probably thought you was the only one. But there are other folks, though mostly they don't know it or don't believe it. How long have you been able to do it?
The Babadook?
If it's in a word or it's in a look, you can't get rid of the Babadook. If you're a really clever one and you know what it is to see, then you can make friends with a special one, a friend of you and me. His name is Mr. Babadook, And this is his book. A rumbling sound, then three sharp knocks. Ba-ba-ba-duk-duk-duk. That's when you'll know he's around. You'll see him if you look.
Ba-ba-ba-duk-duk-duk.
And Halloween.
He's gonna get you.
The boogeyman is coming.
Leave me alone.
He doesn't believe us. Don't you know what happens on Halloween?
Yeah, we get candy.
The boogeyman.
I feel good about it.
I'm feeling really good about it. I love every single one of these movies on this list.
Yeah.
And they're all great and important in their own way. I think we crushed this, dude.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think we nailed it.
I think we nailed it, man. I'm so happy the Babadook is on here too. That's I came into this episode ready to fight to a fucking nail for the Babadook.
No, I was ready. I was all on board. I really genuinely think it's that good. I really do.
It's one of the best movies I've ever seen.
I completely agree. It's incredible.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the performances. The kid was really good. The lead actress was fucking fantastic.
Yes, they're Australian, so they have funny accents.
Okay, yeah. It's very fun. It's kind of lighthearted, except for everything else.
It's not very. Yeah, it made me laugh. I teared up a little bit when the old woman came over to like ask if they were okay.
Oh, I was terrified. Oh my god. I don't think we should say anything more.
That sweet old lady.
Oh my god,
was fantastic.
That was exactly what the movie needed.
And everyone played their roles so well.
The sister was like, sister was so well casted. She was like an excellent sister character. You know,
the scene where like she's hanging out with their friends, and like it shot down at her and up at them was like so good. It was like such a nice detail.
It was. It really made you feel what it was like for her.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
Fantastic movie. Highly recommend. And recommend these other five. And again, The Exorcist, Psycho, Get Out, The Shining, The Babadook, and Halloween. So, yes. Let us know if you choose to watch any of these, or any of the other ones we recommended throughout this exercise. Thank you for letting us do the Spooktacular.
It's been fun. It's been great.
As connoisseurs, this is our month, man. It's our time to shine.
We've been thriving for 31 days, and it's been fantastic.
The next two episodes, I don't know what those are going to be, because I just realized they kind of bookend the election. So we'll do something. Maybe we'll just watch the Babadook. Thank you for indulging us. I hope you guys had everyone had a great spooktacular.
How many movies did you watch for these two episodes?
No comment. I don't know. Well, because like I didn't notice. I was like, I've been talking about like that Rotten Tomatoes list, but like that didn't really come together until like the last 5 days. You know. I realized I was close, and I was like, oh, I'll just watch these ones. I probably watched... God, I forgot. I watched, like... No, the list changed again. No, it didn't. Never mind. 10-ish? Not that many.
Yeah, I'm probably around that. I probably watched about half of the list we just, like, the grand list we just listed off at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
And then a couple more that I didn't put on there.
Yeah, there's some that I watched that I didn't really talk about, well, I mentioned Eyes Without a Face last episode. That movie's fucked up. It's about a doctor who does face transplants.
That doesn't seem too bad.
And it was made in 1962, and you're thinking, how bad are you going to be, you know? So one of the characters has a creepy mask, and there's a surgery scene, Noah, and it's bad. I'm impressed. I was honestly impressed. Like, if I wasn't so grossed out, I was like, half of me was like, well, this is just awful. The other half of me was like, I can't believe they pulled this off in 1962. This is incredible.
Oh, man. In 1962.
Yeah. That's Eyes Without a Face. That's my official review. I even watched Alien 3, which is like the worst movie I've ever seen. It made me so mad.
I wanted to watch it once I found out David Fincher directed it.
I'm still mad. And you know who's Tywin is in it. Tywin Lannister? He's like one of the leads. Yeah.
Really?
It's like him and Sigourney Weaver.
Wow, I want to watch it now.
Terrible.
How can that be so bad? You have a fantastic director and Tywin Lannister.
It just didn't work. There's two big reasons why it made me mad.
Isn't the CGI just awful?
It's so bad. It's one of the worst CGI scenes I've ever seen. Like in one scene specifically, it's terrible. But it's like bad the whole time, and that's like the technical reason why it sucks. But also, they completely fuck over one of like the good plot points from Aliens. Like immediately, and like it makes sense in a way. Like if you're thinking like how Alien ended, like how would they make a sequel out of that? And like Aliens does a good enough job justifying itself, you know. Like after the first 15 minutes, you're like, okay, I get it, and like I see how they're making this another movie. Alien 3 did not earn its existence. In like during the opening title sequence, they just completely undo a lot of the cool stuff in Aliens, and you're like, well, fuck you. And then the movie sucks after that. So it's just like, this is just a complete disaster.
It like just straight disgraces the past movie and then also sucks.
Yeah, exactly. That's just terrible. Made me so mad. All right. No more Alien 3 talk in this starter pack episode. We'll tweet out the list in like a couple, well, after this episode comes out. So yeah, this was episode 85. We will see you next week with something.
We gotta fuck this thing.
Yes. Yeah, we will. I only sort of forgot. Do you have yours ready?
You can start us off.
Right, my fuck this thing is just gonna be me this week, because I'll tell you why. But it's also semi the printing thing. Remember the printing thing?
The printer at work sucks.
The printer at work does this thing where if like, because it's like a, you know, it's an office printer, so it has like trays with different paper and shit, and one of them is envelopes. They can like print, you know, printed envelopes, like addresses and shit. But when it, for some reason, you can preload as envelopes like you can paper. But whenever you need to print an envelope, it stops all the printing and makes you like confirm that there's an envelope there. And it pisses me off. I don't ever print envelopes. It's never my envelope. I always just go up to the printer expecting my shit to be there. And it's like in the queue behind an envelope, you know? It's awful. But, so normally you just like basically hit the thing like, yes, there's an envelope. Is basically, and then it prints the envelope, and then everything else starts printing out after it. I pressed the button too fast, and what I accidentally did was I printed some other department's like document, and it ended up printing. It was supposed to print on paper. For some reason, well, because I hit the button too fast, I ended up printing all their documents onto envelopes. And Noah. There was 20 envelopes because it tried to format it in the Word doc onto envelopes. It printed 20 envelopes worth of all their shit onto envelopes. That was supposed to be on paper. So obviously I left. I just fled and printed my stuff to another printer. I couldn't go back. Well, I couldn't go back for a few hours.
Can't go back to the scene.
Can you imagine how mad they were? Like, because they have to reprint everything, yeah.
They come expecting their papers printed, and it's just fucking envelopes.
Yeah. It's like, okay, like, well, it's like, I guess it's technically going to be fuck me, but also, fuck that printer again. I take minimal responsibility for this.
You're goddamn right. It's the robot's fault. God damn it.
What is your fuck this thing?
Okay, so I want to preface my fuck this thing. Okay. I'm choosing my phone, and I want to say it's still better than a goddamn iPhone. But my phone is slowly falling apart. Mm-hmm. The down volume button doesn't work. It will randomly turn off, just like on a whim.
Yeah, that's like the death cycle.
Yeah, no, but like it's not it's not that like it runs out of battery randomly. It will just turn off, and then I'll turn it back on, and it will have like it will go for another few hours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's very odd. Yeah, it makes no goddamn sense. And then, like when I play music, it like the speaker's kind of broken, so it doesn't really play correctly. It sounds really bad. But as shitty as this phone's become, it was also $200, and it survived almost 2 years. We're like a few months short of 2 years. So. Fuck you, iPhone. That's really what I want to say, is fuck the iPhones. And my phone also kind of sucks right now.
Okay. All right. So this is officially fuck the iPhones and your phone?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right. Well, like I was saying, we will see you next week with something else. Spooktacular is over. And it will be back maybe next year if we still like have internet and basic necessities. All right, and with that, fuck me / mostly the printer, let's be honest, and fuck iPhones, but also your phone.
Lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, master bedroom.